This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** all Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
I'm going to get Dan to re-record that as Alan Jackson.
I'll call him back if you want.
Call him back.
I liked his other
song. not Party Man Dan.
Oh, okay.
Dan in Columbia. So many Dans.
You know what? Dan's been on somewhat of a creative streak. Maybe he wants to keep that going. Not take any time off. AKA work through the weekend.
He just likes to come up with his own thing. I get it. It's like the sales department here. Now, you were saying the FOF line.
Do you like how
that's
he nails
it? It's a fun little thing.
It is fun.
It's a little inner office humor.
Do you like how he nails the fart? Just the way he emphasizes it in the song.
Yeah. Well, I could use this as a way to promote the fact that you can listen to the world premiere yesterday of my new song, Tongue Punch My Fart Box, to the tune of Don't Rock the Jukebox by Alan Jackson. It's a global hit.
It's quite clever.
And it gets stuck in your head.
Yep.
Paige is coming up here shortly. We're going to get into her situation.
Oh, boy. What do I do this time?
There's probably someone calling to your... to save you. Not save you, but like agree with you.
Come to her defense, maybe?
That's a word.
Ah, this guy, he's heard gentleman calls about Paige in the past.
Oof.
He might be on something.
He's had a lot of gentleman callers. Not like that.
I beg your pardon.
You know what I mean.
I've had no gentleman callers.
Or German callers. Or German. I want some German callers.
I can't speak.
German callers.
Hello, Paige, it's me.
Hey, Vince.
You got some lady callers?
What are you doing,
I want a gentleman caller.
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
Hello, daughter.
You know, only a sidetrack.
He's Austrian,
that,
I know. Don't
that text. Part of the movie was not scripted, by the way.
I know.
Those are real answers those kids gave.
I know.
Okay.
Kindergarten cop.
I don't really know where this guy's at. He's tired of it being cold outside, but
I agree.
It hasn't really been cold.
I was going to say, it's going to be like 70 something today.
So this guy may be a bit of a, as the French would say, a pousse.
La pousse. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but it is colder than a lizard's ass out here. I'm really tired of it. I'm tired of it because I'm trying to push 2 inches of meat through 5 inches of Carhartt daily, and it gets really tiresome.
I feel it. I get cold.
I mean, look, a couple weeks ago, that cold snap we had.
You always make fun of my jackets, but there's a reason why I wear them.
You do.
Where's it at?
You know... Maybe considering donating a few of them to the jacketless of the upstate because
go through my closet.
You have a plethora. You have so many puffers.
Mm-hmm.
You got puffers. You got fur.
You got puffers, the stuffers, the stuff. You look like you stole Patrick Swayze's jacket from the Outsiders.
Like for real. Yeah, the Fonzie jacket the other day.
Stay golden.
Oh, I've got.
She's right on the trend of that. I didn't even realize how how many women now, especially hot women, are wearing like black biker jackets?
They are.
I know.
But she's got the Jelly Roll jacket too.
She's got the Jelly Roll jacket.
Which also doubles as a lesbian trucker jacket.
She's wearing the Free Diddy hoodie today.
She really is.
I'm not. I'm going to come in naked.
Oh, God.
Keep it warm.
Remember when she walked naked across the road?
Oh, my God. Well, we almost caused a riot, as they say.
Poor naked passed away.
Well, let's put Paige in the spotlight even more.
No, let's not.
Here's somebody coming to her defense over the rejuvenation email.
I knew it.
This is crazy.
This goes out to the person that went after Paige on this week's mail sack. Who in the f*** do you think you are having the guts and the balls and overall off self to get on Paige? Leave her alone. I will not stand for some bitch like you to f*** with Paige. You will not ever get on Paige's ass. So I doubt you will ever try again. So in the meantime, if your vagina's f***ed up, get the damn thing fixed. F*** off, you stupid ass. Old f***.
I'm going to need that uncensored in my email. I want to hear that uncensored.
We'll send that to you.
Holy moly, Paige.
But I think the
more... I've never, out of all these years, gotten a supportive phone call like that.
No. Nope.
Thank you for that.
And I think the moral of the story is if your stuff's messed up, get it fixed.
Get it fixed, you old blankie, according to that guy. Was that Dan?
I don't think so.
No, it wasn't.
With that whole thing, I've had people say that I'm so fake and that I encourage that kind of stuff. And I don't. I've never said that somebody needed to get augmentation of anything on their body, even men. I love you just the way you are.
But look, you know, if you got a wallet and there's like, you know, a wad of money sticking out, you want to make sure you tuck it back in and fold it in there real nice and neat.
Okay.
Right.
Or you got a filing cabinet under your ass.
You don't
want to
stand on it.
Ass.
Be taller.
I'm so sorry.
If you need to be rejuvenated, then Paige says do it. A lot of you need it, she says.
I'm not saying do it.
It's like big drapes were big in the 70s. Yeah. Now they're more minimalist kind of thing. No drapes at all.
I think if you have a problem and it's painful down there, fix it. But if it's fine.
Would that be painful? Like I'm trying to.
You could run and jump against a wall and stick there, you have issues.
You know, or you have some odor down there, fix
okay.
it.
Okay.
That's
more
all
than
I'm
just
saying.
My armpit stain.
Oh my God. What are we doing?
More than just my armpit stain.
More than just my armpit stain.
That's what I'm saying. If it hurts or if it smells bad.
Diarrhea.
That's my advice.
I don't know where we go from there, but this guy's concerned of.
Down in numbers, I would imagine.
Well, I'd say he's probably pissed at California and the wildfire victims. That's what I would say.
He's pissed at the victims?
Why?
Yep.
Why?
This is a big f*** you to everybody hosting the celebrity concert for the L.A. fires. Where the f*** was the concert for Western North Carolina? Like, yes, it's sad that the fires are in L.A., but you've got whole towns and tens of thousands of families and everybody with their whole life wiped away. But there's no concert for them, but yet you got some millionaires' big, beautiful houses burned down, and oh, we need to go help them. Like, this country's f***ing stupid.
No, just the people in it.
Yeah.
The land's done nothing to us. But also, you've got to say this. First off, you had the Luke Combs Bank of America concert that sold out, and the prices were stupid on.
I think it raised $30 million bucks, right?
Like, it was insane. But why was that limited to just one night? Like, what did... I'm serious. Like, what did...
Yeah.
If you want to say that it's like Hollywood repping their own, then outside of like what AEW did, and I know there was everybody really helping, but like it was just one time though. All of it was just one time. Yeah. Like live, Farm Aid was like a whole summer, is it not? When they do Farm Aid, it like goes from town to town.
Just different concerts, different venues.
All right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, make
for
it
many years.
A tour, the Helene tour.
Yeah, I like, you know, how Dax and Cash got that arranged.
They really did.
I in my opinion.
And Cope, too.
The fire victims.
You're welcome, buddy.
There's families that are displaced, just like in North Carolina. So I don't think you can compare. That's like comparing apples and oranges. Because, I mean, the big picture is the people that don't have homes anymore, regardless of where you are.
You sound like you teach a politically correct class.
But I
both
see,
of them suck. No one.
That's
is,
what I'm saying. No one's better than that.
It can't be a pissing contest about.
And if people are getting helped, that's what they need. And so maybe right promoters, now. If you're listening in North Carolina, that's your call to action to help the people out there.
Yeah, Sturgill, reschedule the show, by God.
Yeah, somebody do something.
Let's take a little break.
Okay.
When we come back, we had an FOF call. First off, let me start here. We had months and months ago a call about people. This guy said people should not come down from Ohio to look at the foliage.
Yep. Yes.
Then a couple weeks ago, we got a response to that guy. Well, now we got a response to that guy who responded to the other guy. And it's just a vicious circle of responses about damn leaves.
Tourist.
Yep.
There must be something to them. We've just taken them for granted all this time. The leaves of Western North Carolina.
But they're beautiful.
Yeah, I can see the firs on the parkway, you know, that are coming back. But
yeah. But, I mean, like, most places have pretty leaves in the fall, right?
They really do. Or you can go to your local Hobby Lobby and look in, you know, in a section.
I don't know. There's nothing prettier than that. I mean, well, you know.
Walk into the bathroom with me right now during this. All right, good morning, everybody. More FOF fun.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Joe.
Talk about a song that can just set the tone.
Hey, baby.
In a movie? Like right now? In a movie?
I can't remember the last movie I saw it from or heard it from.
Just bunches of movies. This is when she realizes that he is a bad boy, but she's into him.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I like bad boys.
Does he have some negative attributes? Sure, but he's hung like a hog and he loves his mama.
Yeah.
She's like, you a bad boy. I don't know if I can get into this. He's no. like, yeah.
Why is mama talking?
He's like Rosie Perez or someone.
Oh.
Oh.
The two Utes.
I can't believe she's on the Tyson fight still. I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, was there a need for Rosie Perez?
Whose decision was that?
Very odd.
That and then who was it on the prelim? I watched all of that.
The you prelim, watched the whole thing?
Oh,
it was
God.
Cedric the Entertainer and there Roy was, Jones wasn't on that one, was it?
Was it Evander Holyfield?
He was on there for a little bit, yeah.
Who was like completely like out of it, like
he was backstage with Tyson with Lennox Lewis.
At that? Yeah, because yeah. Lennox Lewis was like his interpreter, even though they both are speak English. I mean, maybe Evander. Maybe Evander. I mean, really. Maybe Evander just had a hard day. Maybe didn't have an earpiece in or something.
Who That's knows? When we saw Tyson's ass.
That's true. When he turned around and walked away from yeah. his son.
You're about to see my butt.
You're about to see my butt.
Is it a good butt?
Wasn't bad, you know, for his age, all things considered.
If his tongue's firm and high.
Might have been a butt that took a dive.
Oh, boy. Right.
Did you see that? I saw that Jake Paul and Canelo Alvarez are setting up a fight for May.
I'm just over him already.
And then people
Canelo?
Are like,
all of them.
People are like worried that Alvarez is going to take a dive.
All people named Paul.
Seems so fake. It was fake. Fake, fake, fake.
Well, it was exhibition.
I don't think, I didn't think Tyson would take a dive, but surely Alvarez wouldn't take a dive.
Did you ever see or hear about the exhibition that was Antonio Inoki, the wrestler from Japan, against Muhammad Ali in a shoot fight?
No, I thought
people argue back and forth if it was authentic, this, that, or the other. If you watch it, it was very authentic. Neither one of them really knew what they were going to do, and...
Well, he's no longer with the Sanuki.
Neither one of them are.
Nope.
And maybe when did Lennox Lewis really lose that fight?
Which fight?
I thought you were going to reference the collision in Korea. That's where my mind was going.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah.
The fact that happened. The way they talk about the fans being like robots out there clapping in unison. Wow. Weird.
How crazy old Scorpio was on that whole tour.
Yeah. And how Road Warrior Hulk just couldn't find any freaking somas. He was going crazy. All right, the FOF line. I'm going to tell you the phone number, 864-241-4318. We've been asked to play the gospel version later.
Oh, yeah, we'll cue that.
That's good. That's my favorite.
People love that one.
I like that.
All right.
Get you in the mood.
What we got here?
This guy's not a fan of your bright headlights.
I agree.
And he's going to call in and let you know about it.
There is something to the halogens now. Something
really
makes
are.
Them a lot brighter. I like to say, it's just us getting older in our eyes. But no, something is... Because I'll flash people sometimes.
Hell yeah.
Like, hey, man, your lights are on bright. And they'll flash me back showing me their real bright lights. I'm like, God, my bad. You got some real normal bright lights that are just normal.
That was worse than my lower car because it sat low to the ground and it would blind
that
me.
That 6.0 you used to have?
No,
yeah. With no back windshield. Yeah.
Z3.
Yeah. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
All right, let's take a minute to talk about these ass, bright ass lights that are on every damn new car. It's some bullshit. And I get that a lot of people, it's not like they put them in there. It came stock or standard with their car. That's on the manufacturer. Them motherfuckers need to work on that on their own. Hell. And the ones that have the ass, super bright ones, they know who they are. It's like they pride themselves on having lights bright enough to make my car look like the scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when they get electrocuted and you just see skeletons. God, yes. There's no good reason why I should be able to see into my future with your lights, bro. That's damn ridiculous.
Good analogy.
You know what?
That.
That's a solid analogy, man.
Yeah.
It made me chuckle when I first heard it because I could see it in my head.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Old Steve and
Jonathan Candy.
Johnny.
You know, Steve Martin doesn't meet people.
Why?
No.
Remember? I wanted to go see him in Spartanburg, and I asked
I would love to meet
someone
him.
That's a big-time big timer over in that area is like,
Mr. Big Time Know It
All. Hey, Mrs. It's like, hey, can you you get me back here to me? Let me check with his people. Yeah, they said he doesn't meet people.
He won't.
So what does he do?
He won't.
Does he walk around
banjo.
Looking down?
I bet he's a huge curmudgeon.
Really?
He's got. I bet you he is.
Oh. Maybe he's doing me a favor, because if I did meet him and he was a prick, that would suck. Yeah, I read his book. I love all his movies.
I bet Martin Short might meet you. They tour a lot together. He seems like he's meetable.
Some people got to get into the moment before they perform.
He's going to sit there and do the Ed Grimley beckon of it. Come on, man.
They don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah, yeah, bouncy scene.
Keeps him around to use his credit card. All right. More of the SOF line.
Yeah, well, this is might be something we've never encountered before. You know the guy we just heard from?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? He called back.
Same guy?
Same dude. Different time of day, though.
First time this has happened, I believe.
Same issue, though.
Wow.
Yeah, I called earlier, but it's nighttime now, and I feel like I didn't properly express my anger and hatred for this bullshit, because these motherfucking lights out here, damn it. Like, I knew they're fucking bright earlier, but I called during daytime. I'm out at night now. I can't see a fucking thing, yo. I couldn't spot my ass if it was 3 feet in front of my fucking windshield because of these cars coming at me. And it would be different if it was like, oh, the guy's accidentally high-beaming me, and, you know, you flash your high beams back, and then, you know, they cut them off. But no, yep. I flash my high beams, then I find out that's not their f***ing highs. Then they cut their highs on, blasting a f***ing hole through the back of my skull. Oh, Jesus, I cannot wait until summertime when they pass that f***ing law about this bullshit-ass, bright-ass f***ing headlights.
Sir, find me at a bar. I owe you a drink, because you said exactly verbatim what I just said a moment ago, and that's exactly what's happened to me.
Now, I did not know there was a law on the books about these headlights,
because they changed the halogens. Yeah.
What
is that called? Because I tried to explain this to somebody at Home Depot the other day. I've got I don't know how to explain this. Not anymore. It's a light bite. About this big? How big is this?
Size of a grapefruit?
Cantaloupe, maybe?
Cantaloupe, yeah. Okay. Honeydew, something like that.
What am I
that? I keep buying the one that's orange or yellow, but I want the white light, because it's a barn light, and I don't like the way the yellow and the orange light makes it look. The way it shines, it just looks eerie. I want the white, clear light. These MFs looking to me like, iridescent? I'm like, yellow, orange, or white?
Yeah, like.
What do you mean by white light? I'm like, God bless.
It's on the color wheel.
They're supposed to be an expert in that field.
What is that? How else do I explain that? Like that color over there, see that lamp? Mm-hmm. That's
I guess this is like a regular light, right?
That is off-white.
What are these here? Those are the yellow, orange, right?
Well,
but there's some that are specifically white.
Like these change colors.
Like a blue or white.
Nope. White.
Oh?
I don't know how to explain it any other simpler.
I don't know. You'd have to draw them a picture. You might have to go to Dick's.com. Have you ever been to Dick's.com?
No. I've been to IHOP on Cox.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite international house of pancakes, the one up towards Charlotte.
And I feel the brightness.
Five Guys on Cox, too. Have you been to that one?
I heard about that.
It's everything's better on Cox.
It's
I've
all
heard.
That they talk about.
Sure.
So I understand the blindness when you're nearsighted. Oof. And you have to wear glasses to see, and then you have all these lights coming out, and it really gives you a headache.
Yeah.
Is it the wattage?
It's the glare and the glasses.
It's piercing. When they come over a hill, especially, it's piercing, and you will think, oh, they didn't realize to flip them down. You'll flip them to say, hey, buddy, did you forget? Then they turn it on, and then it's like, it's almost like if the Men in Black were there with the thing in front of your face trying to make you forget.
Oh, the mind eraser, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way it feels.
Aliens are taking you to space.
That. Owe you a drink, sir.
Owe you.
I'm going to roofie you, too, and steal your money.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's.
I said it.
Let's take a break before we get into these other ones here.
Trouble?
We got an original and a response I want to play for you.
Okay.
God, that's,
plus some other stuff.
I love when they're episodic like that.
Uh-huh.
Somebody takes them to task, and it turns into like a...
Yeah, don't think you're going to call somebody out and not get a refresher.
Oh, man.
We're going to find it, and we're going to put them together.
864. I know a bunch of you want to call now about the lights, for sure. Let's make all next week about lights. 864-241-4318, the FOF line. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
Point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Any of y'all that are good at memes and Photoshop, or it's not even called Photoshop anymore, whatever it's called, I want you to take a dog and I want you to give it
homework.
Dreadlocks in an Adidas tracksuit with big dark rim glasses on, and then call it Corn Dog with a K.
Dude, you know what?
I want to see that. I might would buy the shirt if you have like a Cafe Press.
I think you can do that now on X. You could use the Gawk or whatever they call
it. You got to pay for it though, right?
I got it on mine. I don't pay for any.
Oh.
I feel like you could, because I tried it out with horses smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And it gave me like 4 different pictures.
What is that supposed to, what's the joke in a horse smoking a cigarette?
I just wanted to see it, see what it could do.
Oh. You lit it?
I thought you were doing like a lung like a horse.
Oh, no. No, it's just pictures of horses smoking cigarettes.
Oh.
I mean, did they? Was
somebody
the
had to have that.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
That's why I think the dogs playing poker was AI art back in the day. Like, who the hell would
dogs
sit down?
Dogs can really play poker.
But who would sit down with that idea? Like, I think the drive-in cafe with Elvis and Marilyn Monroe and James Dean, I think that was AI, too. I don't think they were really there.
I don't think all those celebrities sat on that high beam eating out of their lunchbox.
I don't either. I don't think Pepitone was at Harry.
Oh, no, he was. Those dudes back in the day building those skyscrapers, they really did it.
Oh, yeah.
They were tied off, some of them. They just sit there and
like
eat.
Like in New York or on the...
But
the,
let's look. You're, that New York photo Bridge. Was a fake photo, though. They used to do at these state fairs where they would put a beam floating and you could go sit on it with a skyline drop in the backdrop. And it was a... That one...
No, they were like...
They used to work that way, but that one specific one...
The one, yeah.
But. Is... Because I used to have the poster when I was in college. I had the poster. I thought that was the coolest thing. And then some know-it-all son of a bitch.
Bitch.
Brought it to my attention.
That person said, enjoyed that.
That's not a real photo. And I'm like, you're crazy. And then they showed me on the Google.
You know what? I'll say you're not a real connoisseur of art if you don't have dogs playing poker.
If I was a power lifter, I would have given that person a swirly.
Or rip their ears off.
Yes. Or go somewhere else. All right.
I'll box you real good. Here's the original
also,
call.
Let me point this out before I hear it from, and I love everyone involved in this little thread of fun here. Dan? Fat Boy was joking when he said you wrote your phone number on the Port-a-John wall. It was a joke.
Really was.
So please.
Nobody thinks, just like, you know, when Splashing Blumpkins called years ago and said, look, we don't really do that. I'm like, nobody thought you did.
We're hearing from P1s now that know us, that know Dan, that are now liaisons saying, hey, Dan really wants you guys to know he didn't do that. And we know that because Dan's illiterate. He can't write.
Dan, I believe that
let
you didn't
do that. Let the guys know I'm not illiterate, guys. I can write.
Though I would think you'd be a lot cooler if you did write it on there, but I'll believe that you didn't
whatever.
Write it.
I think that's fine. I can't even tell you my phone number. I mean, I don't know it. I never call myself.
4-864.
4. Oh, you have the gospel thing ready?
Yeah, I got
hang on a second. I want to hear that.
Type in real quick. We'll hook you the hell up.
People like that. It's a jingle still works.
It just gets
ready?
Me happy.
Yeah.
864-864 241-241-4318. Yeah.
864-241-4318. Yeah. The Harlem Grandmother's Choir.
I wish I had a tambourine.
Oh, you probably got one in that space age Reynolds replica jacket
real.
You got now.
You look like you're about to go to space.
God, take a picture of that. You look like Bradbury.
I don't want a picture of
you
my
go
jacket.
Look at our social media. Paige has been the feature of like the past 8. Oh, come on.
I was going to actually say don't get her face
you
on
don't
it.
Dress up so pretty and not want pictures taken of yourself.
No.
Just get the jacket. We don't need
to
see the face.
And I don't want
to
put her. She'll go to HR next Tuesday.
No,
about
I, again.
You got to wait.
I go to HR on Friday. So.
That's look at that jacket. Picture. All right, I got it.
Doesn't it look like she's about to go in somebody's fridge and protect their leftovers?
Oh, no. The way you're smiling in that picture, people will make bad memes out of that.
Oh,
you look high as a kite.
They're going to think they're watching Breakfast
actually
at Tiffany's.
I'm leaving it that way. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Here's
it's
this.
Me, and I'm high as hell.
But let me tell you, and I hope you're listening, you dumb f***. I hope you get irritated as hell as you see a bunch of Indiana plates, Ohio plates. I hope it irritates the shit out of you. But you know what, you damn dumbass? We need people to come and visit and contribute to the local economy. You know what the number one industry in North Carolina is? Western North Carolina?
Trafficking.
It's called tourism. It's called the Blue Ridge Parkway. And yeah, we do have fucking trees in Ohio. Been down here for 35 years. We come down here and support your local economy, you f***ing dumbass.
So that was the guy from Last FOF.
Yeah.
He was responding to a guy originally. This guy here is responding to what we just heard. So it's like
not the original guy per se?
Nope.
Okay, so it's someone else, a native who has issues with...
It's like a human centipede, if you will, of calls.
Oh, great movie.
About leaves.
That is not a great movie.
I'm partial to part 2.
I didn't finish it. Good morning.
I never watched it.
Yeah, I'm angry. We've got enough people in East Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina to take care of our local economy. We don't need that damn dumbass from Ohio stomping in the middle road to take a picture of Titanic. Take your cheap ass in there. Spend some money. You guys come over here and act like you're better than everybody. I've heard you guys call us inbred hillbillies. I've heard you yell at the server, tell me you would never make it as a server back in Ohio. You. She don't want to live in Ohio, you stupid son of a bitch. And you ain't lived here 35 years, because if you did, you would hate your self and you'd hate everybody for Ohio, because you would remember you could run in these back roads and never run into anybody, wave at somebody. Now you run into damn dumbass from Ohio with the 53 gooseneck trailer up blocking the whole road because his GPS told him to go this way instead of the parkway. I fucking hate you, you sack of shit. God. I hope you go to Ohio and die, bitch.
God.
Bless. That's mean.
It'd be a bad place to die, right? I've never been, though.
Wow.
To man. Ohio?
That's crazy.
It's supposed to be like, pretty.
If I heard that phone call like in the 80s, I'd be like, first of all, the Titanic, how did it get there? I thought it was over in Turkey where that thing landed.
And did your person survive when you actually paid the money to go
out? Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow, wow,
angry
wow,
people,
wow.
Man. Like, whatever sets them off.
I get it.
And I love it.
I gripe about, you know, downtown Greenville. Just going from one end to the other is...
It's because you can't find all the golden rats. That's why.
All the golden rats. I thought it was frogs that we were looking for.
Well, they may add those.
That's another thing. I was telling somebody real quick the other day that someone who's been... I think they've lived here 4, maybe 5 years. They were talking about... They love the Reedy Room. They love the Reedy. I was like, dude, lady, when I was a kid, the Reedy River smelled like your butthole on a Sunday afternoon that was 100 degrees. It was the worst smell. There was, everybody God. Poured chemicals in it. It was iridescent looking. Like it looked like some kind of tribute to Pride Month, except it was all chemicals. It was just, I don't know what they did. I mean, they cleaned it up. But they it's used beautiful. To be a dump for all the factories.
Yeah,
I like it the aesthetic reeked. Around it. I like when it gets, you know, going where it rains a whole lot. And it looks dirty, but, you know, it's cool. It's rushing.
Yeah. But, that's a kudos to whoever. I don't know how they got rid of all the chemicals in the water, pigeons, and the homeless.
You know, I'll give credit to
the homeless are just right outside the art district now. They hover around right outside the art, that imaginary border down there around West Greenville.
I'm not sleeping downtown.
That's where you used to get the best weed in the 90s.
I give credit to Mayor Knox. He probably, probably got rid of the hookers, too.
The hookers are just, well, they got the internet.
They got to work. They got to live.
Our version of the combat zone, he probably cleaned up.
I like the lights down at the, if you walk around there at night, it's pretty.
Yeah.
The lights are good.
The lights are pretty.
I like it. I'm happy with our little...
You down there tripping. What are you doing?
That jacket's got you.
Oh, my God. I'm walking my dogs. What are you talking about?
You look like Daft Punk with big hooters.
Oh, my God.
We got one left.
You look like you're in a North Face commercial. You're in a North Face commercial right now.
The poofy jacket.
It's just a bit... You look like you're going to be in a rap video with Mace. Like you just got like
hang on.
It's just
don't go anywhere else with them.
You remember that one where they're doing it on the fish lens?
And, yeah, more money, more problems.
Yes.
It's like plastic. It's weird.
BIGPOPPA.
Let me call you a bitch for this. That's why this bitch working all the time. She got to pay off all these expensive jackets.
I believe you said rather see me die than to see me fly.
Well, I say fly.
Well, we heard the guy earlier. He's got issues with DOT. Mm. And if you work for DOT,
they've been working hard the last few days. I've seen them everywhere standing around in a huddle.
And if you want this guy's number to go kick his ass, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Here we go.
But here he is now.
Right now.
DOT, dude. Department of Transportation. Department of the dumbest motherfuckers around, man. Why the fuck can't y'all do, like, asphalt paving at night all the time on highly congested main roads? Why not do it at f***ing night? That way there's no f***ing traffic. People aren't f***ing getting late for work or being late for highway patrol calls and s*** like that. No, let's do it during the f***ing day when everybody's out trying to go to work, trying to go to f***ing school, and then you don't even f***ing pave the roads. You guys are patching them. You ever watch the movie Cars? When Lightning McQueen first paved that fucking road and fucking Mater was driving down it and he kept bumping around, losing bolts and shit. That's what I feel like. Stupid.
He's got like eight kids.
That's oh a dude. My God, I love it.
Have you seen the movie Cars?
Oh my God.
That popped me hard, the so movie cute. References we got from both calls this week.
Oh my God. Wow. But here's the thing. That's what about the DOT kids? They want to see their parents.
Yeah,
but
let them live.
They're
going
to have to work all night. They're going to come sleep all day. They're not going to be able to take their kids to school. And plus, you live near those roads. All you're going to hear all night is...
Maybe they can't see to work at night.
Well, there's that. Vampires?
Yeah,
you got to worry
dangerous.
With that.
I was thinking, is there something with the temperatures at night where it's not hot enough to for the asphalt?
People going
to
bitch regardless. It could be at night they're going to bitch because they're hearing all the noise in the middle of the night. If they do it in the middle of the day, it's...
Yeah, they really are. I mean, look, if you do it on the interstate, it's going to mess up traffic no matter what time of day it is.
Yeah, any time of day.
I mean, hell, look when they had the bomb threat weeks ago and it closed down 85 both ways for hours. Trying to see people navigate that was
I appreciate the willingness, Robbie? Real quick, to jump on that thing, but I don't know.
Well, you got to close down the side that don't have anything to do with it.
This is going to be a scientific question. Do they make drones that smell? Like, do they make bomb-sniffing drones?
I think so, man. Mm. Or they got the robots, the bomb robots.
Yeah.
Some police departments have these big drones that
like
they can...
Like clouds of sulfur or something?
These got to show up on some kind of something.
They can night vision and they'll take it in to see if they have, like, hostages in places.
I love that, but I hate it because they can also... I mean, find all kind of stuff then.
But they could do the night vision or, like, the infrared. They could probably see you rifling one off in the you know, bathroom.
I know they
somewhere.
Can do it with bills. Like, is it 50 up? $50 and up? I know $100 bills, like... They have the cameras that can see the stripes, the strips.
Oh, yeah.
I don't trust that as much as, you know, employee holding it up to the light and seeing if it's got the little band in it.
Or or some dillweed using a regular highlighter on
that's
there.
So
God, it should have been sitting there.
This son of a bitch. He used a regular highlighter on the money. It says, this is not real.
It didn't turn brown.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I had an argument with
a guy. Regular highlighter, dude.
I'm like, look, dude, I got the marker here. And when I looked at it, I'm like, oh, sorry.
My bad.
Jeremy, can I see your manager?
I am the manager. It's me. I'm running the Value Valley, buddy. Need a drop. Got to do a drop.
We're always stocking. Always.
Always. Roll tainters. I didn't order all this, but you're going to send it anyway.
If someone gives you a torn dollar bill, is it still worth them? Something.
I mean, I guess the bank still takes them, right?
Yeah.
I think it could be ripped in half and they'll still take it. Now, if you work at a bank and I'm full of it, let me know.
I don't think it could be ripped in half.
Like, I thought it, I don't know. Would they take $3 bills with Mattman's face on them? I think those still were good.
They have Jeremy Clement's face on them.
Those are double value.
We're out of here, man. We could do a lot more if I wanted to, but it's Friday and I don't.
Okay,
so.
I got you.
It is Friday. It's casual Friday. Maybe we can play more on Monday.
Or we can get that Port-a-John with that phone number on it and figure out why that somebody put that on there.
I meant to say this earlier. Joining us on Monday, Time TBA, our traditional Hey Baby, Mary, My Mom Mary Super Bowl commercial / halftime, maybe.
Hey Baby.
Hey Mama. I don't know if she will watch the halftime performance.
I bet she will. If she watched the one, you know, with Mary Jo.
Mary Jo Blige, is that her name?
She'll watch Kung Fu, Kenny.
Yes, but I don't, you know, got to guard her, which is, but but that'll be Monday, especially the Super Bowl reviews, when she does the commercial reviews.
I can't wait to hear what she thinks about everything.
Yeah.
I like DNA Matthew. I thought he was going to dress to be for Drake.
Does she like?
What's with the gay people washing the Lord's feet?
What's
with all these electric car ads?
Does she like Chiefs or Eagles?
She probably don't care either way.
She's a sheeple. She loves Travis Kelce.
This is going to be good. I love
this. He's a good boy. Yeah. I always wonder what it'd be like to have a son to make it in football.
I was also about to say, I wish my son went to the Super Bowl. I could be on the field with his sexy girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Paige and Mom. Paige, you're next. What's up in the flex?
We're going to talk
about... Jumped ahead of myself. I shouldn't thank you yet. I don't know if I should.
Don't thank me yet. I'm going to talk about what people like to do while eating dinner. And also, we're going to get into what's going on with Ozzy and that big show that we talked about yesterday. All that and more coming up in your Rise Guys headlines.
I had a feeling when I heard that the other day. I had I don't know this to be true or not, but you got to think, one of these rock stars is getting up there in age. If they find out that their time is near, would they want to just go put on one banger of a show and not tell anybody? And mm-hmm. I think that's what this is.
That's a good idea.
I think
a lot of bands.
This is. Yeah.
That's the end of the end.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll get into that next. Happy Friday.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.